Yes, he will. Elijah went from there. God said, listen, go down to Zarephath. Because there I've commanded a woman now. I commanded ravens. I've commanded a woman to sustain you. And see, in the scheme of things, God was getting ready to take down some stuff. Getting ready to do a whole reset and an awakening. He's about to turn that whole nation back to himself. I want to say to you, mark my word, in the next couple, 3 years, there's going to be a great reset in this nation. I ain't talking Republican and Democrat. I don't care about nothing like that. See, all that is just government, that stuff. We got wicked people in everywhere. I'm talking about kingdom. I'm talking about what God going to do. That's going to have his fingerprints on it. Men ain't going to be able to deny it. Men ain't going to be able to stop it. Amen. God's going to step in and establish some things. And there's going to be a great reset. Tell somebody, God ain't finished with you yet. You ain't going out like this. That's why you got to live and not die. And declare the goodness of your God. Amen. I'm going to show you how Elijah dealt with this thing. He went to Zarephath. Now, Ahab and Jezebel were ruling in Jerusalem. And their headquarters was in Jezreel. Some of you have heard me teach on this before, but Jezreel was the land given to the tribe of Issachar. They had understanding of times. They were the revelatory tribe. They knew what Israel was to do. They could hear from God. Amen. And instruct all their brethren. Jezebel and Ahab built their palace there to control the media. Amen. They own Turner Broadcasting, and TNT, and CNBC, NBC, and CBS, and ABC. They owned it all. So the revelation that came out of there was their revelation. Amen. What they wanted you to know. Amen. They had prophets there that ate from their table. So the whole nation was eating the filth that came from Jezebel's table.
Amen.
Just like we're doing today. All the filth that's coming across the TV. How music, this filthy music. I said this filthy music. It's just downright ugly and nasty. But yet it's in a position to influence our young people. They want to be like this one, but you don't know what that one is like behind the scenes. They flash all the money, all the gold, all the chains, all the big rides. And sometimes that ain't even their car. Sometimes that ain't even their money. Sometimes they're broke and busted and disgusted. And they're doing all kind of tricks to get into a position anyway. They don't tell you about that stuff. They don't tell you about how it is living like this behind when they're not behind the camera. How miserable life is. How their body's all messed up. How their mind is all messed up. But they got a few dollars. Sold their soul to the devil. But got people thinking that's the way. I want to be like this one. I want to be like that. I love their music. They singing for the devil. But see, when Jezebel and Ahab control that. It's a psyop.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't you know a lot of these major singers? I can name one in particular. It was told that they took all the mirrors out of their house. Reason being, because they sold their soul to the devil. And anytime they looked in the mirror, they would see other things in the mirror with them.
Amen.
Their handlers. Their spirits.
Amen. Amen.
That they belong to.
Yes, Lord.
And they tell me that's not a nightmare. But yet they get before the camera and it's like, oh, they're so beautiful. They're so this, that. You don't know what goes on behind the scene. Everything that glitter ain't gold. And we need to know that. We need to be people of the Spirit to recognize this foolishness and these lies and this deception of the devil. Elijah went to Zarephath. Zarephath was where Jezebel's father was a king. Zidon, Zarephath, he was a warlock. They practiced witchcraft. They did all that stuff. So he went there. God had a plan. He sent Elijah there. And the woman whom God commanded met Elijah. She didn't even know that God had commanded her. Hear me. She didn't even know. What does that say to us? There are people that God gonna put in your life. They don't even know. But they're gonna be a blessing to you. They're gonna be ones that support your ministry. They're gonna be ones that are instrumental in changing your life. Tell somebody, and they don't even know it. Elijah was just obedient. He went to Zarephath, and the woman was out there gathering sticks. And by the Spirit, he saw her. Tell somebody, we are people of the Spirit. And he said, "Would you please bring me a cruse of water?" Water was in abundance, so she started to go with water. He said, "And make me a cake first." And the woman stopped in her tracks. Say, yo, I don't know you. No, she didn't say that. She said, listen, I'm gathering these sticks, and I have this little bit of meal that I and my son may eat it. There's the first inference to death. Amen. That we may eat this and die. Now, don't think that's just written as poetry. The conditions were such.
Amen.
Death was prevailing.
Amen.
Death was all through the nation. People were eating their children. It was fact that it got bad.
Amen.
And death was just taking people out. So she said, we're going to eat this and die. Elijah said, but bake me a cake first.
Amen.
Ha. You got to be crazy. But see, she didn't realize God had commanded her. Had not God had commanded her, then you better get out of here. But God had commanded her. So there was that something that she did, what he asked, and the meal for 9 months, some say 9 months to a year, she, Elijah, and her entire family ate from just that little bit of meal that he said, bake me a cake first. She's obedient. See, God's got somebody out there for you. I don't know why. This be me too. I don't know why. I've never taken a chance like this before. But just something about you. I'll probably regret it at the end, but you know what? I feel like I ought to do this here. Why? I don't care how they bicker and complain, God has commanded them. I'm telling you, there's going to be issues with the bank. They're going to wonder why they did that. We never did this before. I tell you why, because God commanded you. So they ate. But now, death was still there. Because her son took ill. Even though there was a miracle in operation, death was still there. The son took ill and died. Is that right?
Amen.
And she went to the man of God and, you know, said what she said, and Elijah went and raised the son up from the dead.
Amen.
But now, I want you to see something here. God was using this man. He went to the source. He went to the source, to the root of where death and poverty was. That was what was ruling over Israel through Jezebel and Ahab. Death and poverty. And what he did, he broke the power of poverty by the meal, by the abundance of meal. He broke it. Then he broke the power of death. He defeated the power of death by raising that little boy from the dead. But see, he went to the source. See, in the spirit realm, you can go to the source. You ain't got to go confront nobody. I'm going to tell them to their face. No, go in the spirit. Go into your prayer closet. Go into the spirit realm. Start speaking to that thing in the spirit realm. That's where your authority is. You can tell them to their face and get into a fight. We're not fighting flesh and blood. He went to the source. Time for you to stop just trying to pull the fruit off the tree, because the fruit gonna grow back. Time to go after the root of it. Cut that thing at the root. Let them roots die and then see what happens. After he did that, he went back and told Ahab, get all these false prophets together. There were 850 of them. Prophets of Baal, prophets of Ashereth. Gather them together. We're going to have a contest to see whose God is really God. Now you got to understand somebody like, see, because he was in the spirit realm. He went among these 850 false prophets. They had swords. They had knives. But he wasn't afraid. I mean, they hated him. They knew he was the cause of all this. They could have killed him, but he had no fear because he was in the spirit. He was before God. He was in the presence of God. See, you have no fear when you're in the presence of God. You can walk in the shadow and in the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. For thou art there. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, you can walk through that stuff. That's where Elijah was. That's where we are. You're a spirit being. And matter of fact, he not only was not afraid of them, he was mocking them.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.